Hey friends, let's take an independent look at who Jesus Christ claimed to be. I say Jesus Christ, that is, his title was Christ, the Anointed One. That wasn't his actual name, it's just Jesus. Jesus. In Christianity today, we have this idea that is taught to us, tradition of an interpretation of what our Bibles say in English. And that idea of Jesus is that Jesus is God, and the Son of God, and so forth. But I have another proposal of just looking at the text. The text that I'm using for the Old Testament is the Septuagint Koine Greek, and for the New Testament is, of course, the Koine Greek. So let's take a look. First of all, open up to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Open up is what I'm doing here in this. But, of course, I memorized this, but let's just take a look. Enarche epoiesen hatheos ten urnan kaiten gain. In a beginning, the God made the heaven and the earth. So, let's take a look at the significance of using an article before definite article before the word God versus not having a definite article before the word God. When you don't have a definite article before a noun and it's used as a noun, the indefinite article is implied. And that's just the basics of Greek grammar. So NRK literally means in beginning. And because it's a noun and there's no definite article there, meaning the, then it literally means in a beginning, because beginning is a noun. And here we have hatheos, means the God. So it's specifically the God. And so it's indicating a specific God as the God. That's all that means. Now, you can go imagine that whatever you want, but this is what the text is saying. In a beginning, created the God, that's the subject, the heaven and the earth. They're direct objects of what they were created. The heaven and the earth were created by the God. And this is what it says. And we have in this text that God's Spirit brought and placed upon the water, Beferata Eponon Tuhuditas. That is showing us that the Spirit of Truth, God's Spirit of Truth, brought the Lord, the Lamb of God, who would be identified in the New Testament as Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, brought him like an offering, and he who walked on the water and placed him upon the water in the beginning of Genesis, the creation. So, question is, who is Lord in relation to the God? So here we have that, in the context here, we have that the Word of God, if we say that Jesus the Christ is the Word of God, that makes sense, because right after he was placed down the water by God's Spirit of Truth, then the God, Ka'epin Hatheas, said, then the God said, let a light be transformed, and a light transformed for itself. And all of that is pointing to the nature of Jesus Christ as the Word of God. You know, God spoke then, as soon as Lord, the Word of God, placed on the water like the offering that he is, Lamb of God, and so forth. Let's take a look at the beginning of John, the Gospel book of John, because he addresses this. Now, if we're going to get an opinion about Lord Jesus Christ, we need to see what his disciples actually thought about him based upon the words that they recorded, that we have. It says, NRK, ein halagas, kai halagas, ein prostantheon, kai theos, ein halagas. Oh. In a beginning, again, we don't have, it's just NRK, just like the beginning of Genesis that I just read, which was, is a key indicator here that this is exactly the passage, creation story, that John is referring to. He's explaining in the context of Genesis, the creation story, what I just read about Lord being brought and placed upon the water. And he's explaining his understanding of who Lord Jesus Christ is in the context of Genesis. And he says, in a beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was a God. And that has, what I just said to you, has been rebuked by establishment, I don't know, Catholicism or whatever. Although they do a good job, generally speaking, with, and they have done, you know, good scholarship in the past. But I'm just saying, what I just said to you, and the Word was a God, that is considered blasphemy, what I just stated. But that's literally what the text says. Because everywhere in John that I see, that I read about God as God, it's always the God. Oh, well, maybe not. I mean, it depends. If it's like sometimes he, if there's a preposition before the word God, then he doesn't necessarily use the definite article. Like in verse 6, it says, there is egeneta anthropos epistolmenos para theou. It says there was, or there, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Egeneta, I would say, just off the cuff, I haven't translated this, but basically, you wouldn't say produced, you wouldn't, it would be like there, you wouldn't say a man happened. It's, we'll just go with what is being written here, but I don't think it's technically accurate. There existed, or there was, a man being sent by God. It's that paratheu. Technically, it could mean by a God. He's being sent by a God. The name, John was his name. Or the name to him was John, although that's kind of awkward saying that. Basically, any time that Jesus is referring to God, he, in the book of John, he is referring to him as the God. And that I can be more certain of. So basically, although again, I have not checked 100%, but this is the idea, is that the definite article, it matters. If there's no definite article, make no assumption, but the correct translation of that is to use an indefinite article in English. So again, in A Beginning, NRK, in John chapter 1 verse 1, is pointing to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In A Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was a God. And you see, he even has it back-to-back here. He has the God and a God right sequentially. NRK ein halagos kai halagos ein pros ton theon kai theos. It's not pros ton theon kai ha theos. It's pros ton theon kai theos ein halagos. So it's literally right there in our faces. The Word, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, was with the God, and a God was the Word. The Word was a God. And that is John, the Gospel book of John, that is his testimony in the very beginning of his book, and that is consistent with all the things that he writes about what Jesus said. You know, all those I am statements, it's perfectly lined up with Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I am he who is, or I am who is, literally, but I am he who is what Jesus was saying, identifying himself as the Lord from God, who came from God. So, one second. All right, if we take a look at John chapter 10, verse 36, just a little context here. Jesus is quotes from Psalm 82 in order to explain what he's saying. And again, this passage is not translated correctly in English. We need to consider definite article versus indefinite article, or the absence of a definite article in the Greek. The Judeans answered to him, this is starting with verse chapter 10, verse 33. Again, we're in the book of John here. The Judeans answered to him, saying, concerning a good work, we do not stone you, but concerning blasphemy, and because you are a man, and you're making yourself a god. Again, it says, it doesn't say, there's no the there. It's not the God. So Jesus was not, even the Judeans who were stoning him for blasphemy, apparently, this whole situation, they weren't criticizing him for calling himself God, but for calling himself a God, it's literally right there. And because kaihati su, and because you, anthropos, own, are a man, you're making yourself God. Pois seauton theon. Not ton theon, but theon. It's not the God. Jesus, they even saw that he was not equating himself to God. He was making himself a God, even though he was a man. Which is, they were seeing that he was a man, and they were going to stone him to death. They were going to kill him because he was saying that he was a God. So it's like, all right, fine, you're a God, then we'll stone you and see if you die. That kind of idea. Jesus responded to them, is it not written in your law, I said, you all are gods? And the continuation of that in Psalm 82 is, you all are God. I've said that you all are gods. You all are sons of the Most High, or the sons of highest. So in other words, sons of God. So this is what Jesus is pointing out. It says in Psalm 82 in the law, that God is telling these people, and he goes on, he's calling them sons of God. And they are, or he's calling them gods. So they're called gods. Why can't I call myself a god? See? That's what it was. Not God, not the God, but a God. See, so it's like in angels. Angels are called sons of God. Same thing. All right, but I will continue. Let me read that again. Verse 34. Jesus responded to them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, you all are gods? If those," he said, "of gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture is not able to be unbound, the one whom the Father sanctified, the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you all say that, you all are saying that you blaspheme, because I said, I, all right, huios tu theou emi, there it is, because I said, a son of the God I am. The huios doesn't have a definite article before it either. And even in Psalm 82, which he just quoted from, says, you all are sons of, our sons of highest. In other words, of the heavens or of God. So who is, you know, in the highest? So basically, this is Jesus laying it on the line here, and they knew what he was saying. And it's written right here in the book of John, who starts out with identifying Jesus as the one who was there at creation, and nothing was created apart from him. There it is, in the Greek. And it should not be trampled upon by ignoring the Greek grammar of the Greek language. So we should not be trampling upon this revelation of who Jesus really is and not appreciating him for who he is. That is blasphemy. To say that Jesus is God is blasphemy, is what I'm saying. Right, is that, I mean, to say that Jesus is the God is blasphemy. We know that everything that Jesus Christ said is true. We know that we know that the Holy Scripture itself, in its original language, in a Koine Greek, as I'm referring to the New Testament now, in this Koine Greek, we can say that that is basically infallible in its original, right? It's inspired by God, the triune God. That is the God, is the triune God. We have the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They are one, but they are not the same. Jesus is not the God. He's one with the Father. He explained it. That's what I'm saying. And we need to respect his explanation. But let me just go over this real quick again. Is not written in your law, I said, you all are gods. If those, he said, of gods, to whom the word of God came. So there's the people who were given the word of God. He's saying, he's calling them gods. I think is what that means. I mean, this is how it's normally translated. And you can't undo or argue away or discredit the scripture. It can't be unbound. It's binding. The scripture cannot be unbound or untied. It's binding. Every word in the scripture is binding, is what Jesus said. The one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you say that you blaspheme because I said, I am a son of the God. Huios tu theou emi. a son of the God I am. See, and here it is again. That is what Jesus was claiming to be. Jesus Christ is claiming to be a son of the God. That is what it says right there. He was not claiming to be God. He was not claiming to be the God. He was claiming to be a God as a son of the God. That is what it is. Now, one second, I have to pause while I look for the next scripture passage. All right, this is John chapter 20, verse 17. I'll start at verse 16. Jesus says to her, Mary, turning that one says to him, Rabboni, or Rabboni, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher, didaskala, sorry, didaskala. Jesus says to her, do not touch me, do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Proston patera mu, as to the Father of me, to my Father. But go to my brothers, tus alophus mu, kai epa atois, and say to them, I am ascending, or I ascend, proston patera mu, to the Father of me, or to my Father, kai patera humon. So, and a Father of you. So, the Father of me and a Father of you. You all, that is, it's plural. I am ascending to the Father of me and a Father of you all. Kai Theon Mu, again, it's not Tan Theon, it's Kai Theon Mu, Kai Theon Humon. Literally, and a God of me and a God of you all. Okay, we can say that the God is a God, obviously, but in this case, he doesn't use it as such. But it's implied because if you think about it, it makes sense that he's referring to the Father because he just said the Father. And there you go. So we have basically the implication here is that the Father is the God, also specifically a God. The Son is a God and not the God. And Spirit of God, I don't know. I'm not even going to venture to guess because I don't want to say anything wrong about him. But yeah. So basically, you have at least two gods as one. And basically, the Father. Of Jesus Christ is the God. Also, the implication is that it's from Genesis is an archaic. It's the God who created the heaven and the earth. So it would be the triune God because there was the Father there, the Son, the Spirit of Truth there, Spirit of God there, and the Lord Jesus Christ was there. And so that's the setup and the context. Which I already read to you. So the triune God can be described, according to all of this information, as I'm going to say we have the information here before us that I just read to you, says that you have Jesus as a God. He is a son of God, of the God, that is. He's a son of the God, that means the Father. He says that the Father is a God, which makes perfect sense. And of course, also he's referred, the Father is also the God. He's the God and he's a God. Again, perfect logical sense. Jesus is not the God, but he is, when he is with the Father, he is therefore one, he is one with the Father. The Father is in me and I am in the Father, he said. That means that the triune God is, you can say, Jesus is not, is himself is not the God. In other words, he's not God. He's not the God, but he is a God, one with the God. And when, and as one, he is like, he's included in that identity with the Father as the God. So he himself, by himself, is not the God. And that's the distinction here that we're making. I mean, that it has been made here, I think. So in the beginning of Genesis, it says that the God created, right? And then the God said. So it was Jesus himself is not the God by himself, but he has Father, his Father, who is the God, like the head or the God. And then Jesus himself is a God by himself. See, that's his identity, is Jesus is a God. And then as one with the Father, he is one with the God, and that being that oneness. I don't want to say that he is the God, but he is, he has the God within him, and so he is like, he's Lord, basically, and he's the one, he's the Son of Man, he is a Son of Man, and he is a Son of God. But he, by being that Holy One from God, that special one, and this is far above any sort of blasphemous diminishing of his personality, calling him just a prophet or whatever, or even an angel, that is insulting. He is the pinnacle of divinity in mortality, in flesh, because of Spirit of Truth within him, like it's God's Spirit of Truth within him, him being a Son of God, specifically his role makes him one with the God. And so when in Revelation chapter 4, I don't want to skip there yet, but Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 is the big deal, the adoration that goes on in heaven. It says, and the four living creatures, one by one of them, each having six wings round about, and from inside being full of eyes, and they do not rest, or they do not have rest day and night, saying, and this is, I'm going to go with the eight times here, Hagias, 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 Kurios Theos Pantokrator, Hain Kaion Kair Kamenas. There's so much that I have said in the past about that statement, but basically, this is pointing to the triune God here. So they're worshiping the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as Hain, he who was, and he who is. That's the ego eimi haon from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, which is what Jesus identified himself as and you know, revealed himself to be as he who is. Again, that's Emmanuel, God with us in existence, right? The presence of God in the mortal realm. That is Jesus Christ. Kai hut or kamenas. And who comes. So Jesus obviously being the one who comes, and it's through the Holy Spirit that he comes, right? He was born of the Virgin Mary through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brought him, put him on the water in Genesis, and Spirit of God brought him placed upon the water, right? Genesis. Which they mistranslate, but I'm just saying. This is what it says in the Septuagint. And there's one more passage. One second. All right, the next passage I'm going to read is John 8:42. I'm going to start with John chapter 8, verse 41. You all do the works of your of the Father of you all, or of your father. They said then to him, "We have not been born from harlotry. We have one father, Hena Patera, Tan Theon, the God," is what they said. "We have one father, the God," is what they were saying. Jesus said to them, "E ha Theos, if the God Pater Humon Ain was your father," or in English you might say were your father. If the God was your father, you would have loved me. Egogar, for I from the God, and there you have again, it's a preposition, and you have the before God. Ek tu theou. For I came forth and come from the God. For neither from myself have I come, but that one sent me. Okay? And then he talks about the devil father. All right, anyway. So, but basically, this is what Jesus said. So, what did Jesus come from? A God? No, he came from the God. I came forth and come from the God. And that is what's in the language there. That's the discussion that they were having. All right, so what about belief? John chapter 16, verse 27. I'll start with verse 26. "In that day, you will ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask Tan Patera, the Father, concerning you. For Hapater, for the Father himself, is fond of you. Because you are fond of me, and have believed, Hati ego para tu theou excelthon, and have believed that I come from, or I have come forth from the God." See, there it is. Jesus is a God who is one with the God that is the Father. I'll read this again. "In that day you will ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father concerning you, for the Father himself is fond of you, for you are fond of me, and have believed that I have come forth from the God." See, so Jesus is one with the God as the triune God, and the God is also the Father. See? So that's the distinction there. And his most revered Holy Spirit of truth is the one who sanctifies and reveals Jesus as one with the Father. And he makes him holy. That is to say, it makes him the truth because he's the Spirit of truth. He makes him the Word of God because he's God's Spirit. And that's all I can really say about that for now. But you see, Jesus is not the God. He's one with the God. It's you have to take it literally for what he's saying. And the grammar matters. It always matters. In the language, grammar matters. Singular versus plural, all the rest of it. Okay? So my conclusion at this point is that Jesus is a God. He is a Son of God. But he is not on par with the angels. He's not equal to angels. He's not equal to men, to a man. He's very special in this way. He came from the God, the God, right? We can say that he is a Son of God. He is also, or was also, a Son of Man. As the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, you know, the whole rest of it. But his identity, we cannot say that Jesus is God. We can say that Jesus is one with the Father as the triune God, with the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God. And that we can say that the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, was upon and within Jesus the Christ, the Lord. We can say that Jesus was exactly what it says in the Holy Scripture. We can say that Jesus was there in the beginning with the Father and the Spirit of truth, God's Spirit. And we can say that Jesus did not claim to be God. He claimed to be a God and a Son of the God, or the highest, or not even the highest, it's highest of a highest, or I don't even know if it's a noun, but I think it's an adjective or something. But anyway, point being, he is a Son of God. He's a Son of the God. Oh, one more passage, by the way. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. I'll just read it from memory. Hati enekani thu apoyasetan anthropon. Because in the likeness, hati enekani, because in a likeness or in an image, enekani thu, in an image of a God, I made Epoyasa the man, Tananthropon. Because in a likeness of a God, I made the man. We see that Lord spoke, as a word of God, spoke to Noah and his sons and their wives and whatever. But when he left the ark, Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, he revealed in that statement, which of course, again, they don't translate correctly, Hati enekani thu epoyasat nanathapran, because in a likeness of a God, I made the man. That was the Lord, the Word of God, Jesus, speaking to Noah. That tells us that the Lord, the triune God, created us in the likeness of a God, in the likeness of Jesus, who is a God. Right? And that's the big revelation there. Not in the likeness of the God, but a God. And it's The insight here is that Lord created us in his image. Jesus, you look like Jesus, which is why Satan hates your face.